You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Odi Ighalo to score and Watford to win is 7-2. Lewis Graben to score and Norwich to win is 7-1. Those are the two enhanced odds offers here. Watford's success this season, Derek, undoubtedly been built on that front pair, Troy Deeney and Odi Ighalo. They've combined to create 23 goal-scoring chances for each other in the Premier League this season. And both were on target last weekend in Watford's 3-2 win against Aston Villa.
Yeah, I mean, they're tidy footballers, but we're not talking about a Toshak and Keegan or a Dalglish and Rush here, are we? Come on. They're a dangerous pair, but they're not unstoppable. And these prices are wrong. You know, I'm on Norwich here, almost 3-1. It fits every bill that I look for, really. And you look at their recent results, Norwich, you know, Arsenal, well, the recent opponents have been mean. Everton, Man City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Swansea, and they haven't been battered by any of them. They've had some good results, good performances. And the only team they'd expect them to beat in that spell, Swansea, they beat. Well, I'd expect them to beat Watford. They did last season at Watford, 3-0. I don't see why they won't win again. They're too big here. Watford are being paid too much respect by your odds compilers here. Norwich might well be my bet of the week.
13-5 at Norwich. Have you forgotten about that that crushing defeat away at Newcastle?
Conveniently left that one out.
Yeah, well, no, not at all, didn't I? I thought you would have been listening to my words earlier. Every team is allowed one terrible performance.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was
the catch-all.
No.
Lee?
It's got a point about them. You know, they don't get, you know, smashed to bits by many teams. You know, that was maybe an aberration on their part. I just think that take out the six. Let's give them that as a blip, because they don't do that every week, obviously. But I still think they concede too many and don't score enough. You know, and that's the issue here. I think Watford have got scorers in their ranks who can do damage to a team like Norwich. The home form doesn't necessarily bear that out, and I think that's probably where Derek's coming from. You know, I think about Watford, and I think, yeah, they've got those great goal scorers up front, but a lot of it's come away from home. You know, no goal against West Brom at home, no goal against Southampton, no goal against Crystal Palace, drew a blank against Arsenal, no shame in that really, scored two against West Ham, one against Man United and one against Swansea. So we're not talking about a team here who can go and go forward and hammer Norwich. And I must admit, my first thought in this game was, I have to be with Watford. I agree with Derek, I can't have that price at all. I think these two teams obviously know each other from last season. There haven't been that many changes to the sides. I think we can look at a pretty tight game here. I don't think Norwich will go there looking for a big win by any stretch of the imagination. Watford don't have to go mad and try and win the game. They're going along quite nicely. Interesting thing, last season, you know, look at the form that we've got now in the Premier League. It was 3-0 to Norwich on both occasions last season.
Really?
Home and away in the Championship. Now, Watford did have Ekstrand sent off after just 2 minutes in the game at Carrow Road early on in the Championship last season. But, you know, look, they're a team who might be a little bit wary of Norwich. They actually scored 3 against them in the League Cup the season before that as well. Very high-scoring game over the last few seasons in the Championship. The other interesting thing, Graben scored 3 goals in the 2 games last season. 3 of those 6 goals came from Lewis Graben. 7-1 to score and Norwich to win here. But I'll just, rather than going for one of the Watford scorers, I'll have a look at him. Looked like he was maybe coming back to it, and he's had a bit of an arm around his shoulder from the manager after a bit of a spat earlier in the season. 5-2 to score here. I think I'll go for that. Wouldn't be surprised if it's a high-scoring draw. 2-2 maybe.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.